The little incubator had been brought from the roof of our palace at the request of Dejah Thoris, and now she sat gazing longingly upon the unknown little life that now she would never know. As it was becoming perceptibly difficult to breathe, Tardos Mors arose, saying, "Let us bid each other farewell. The days of the greatness of Barsoom are over. Tomorrow's sun will look down upon a dead world, which through all eternity must go swinging through the heavens peopled not even by memories. It is the end." He stooped and kissed the women of his family, and laid his strong hand upon the shoulders of the men. As I turned sadly from him, my eyes fell upon Dejah Thoris. Her head was drooping upon her breast. To all appearances, she was lifeless. With a cry, I sprang to her and raised her in my arms. Her eyes opened and looked into mine.
"Kiss me, John Carter," she murmured. "I love you. I love you. It is cruel that we must be torn apart who were just starting upon a life of love and happiness."
As I pressed her dear lips to mine, the old feeling of unconquerable power and authority rose in me. The fighting blood of Virginia sprang to life in my veins. "It shall not be, my princess," I cried. There must be some way, and John Carter, who has fought his way through a strange world for love of you, will find it." And with my words there crept above the threshold of my conscious mind a series of 9 long-forgotten sounds. Like a flash of lightning in the darkness, their full purport dawned upon me. The key to the 3 great doors of the atmosphere plant. Turning suddenly toward Tardos Mors, as I still clasped my dying love to my breast, I cried, "A flyer, Jeddak, quick! Order your swiftest flyer to the palace top. I can save Barsoom yet." He did not wait to question, but in an instant a guard was racing to the nearest dock, and though the air was thin and almost gone at the rooftop, they managed to launch the fastest one-man air scout machine that the skill of Barsoom had ever produced. Kissing Dejah Thoris 12 times and commanding Wooler, who would have followed me, to remain and guard her, I bounded with my old agility and strength to the high ramparts of the palace, and in another moment I was headed toward the goal of the hopes of all Barsoom. I had to fly low to get sufficient air to breathe, but I took a straight course across an old sea bottom and so had to rise only a few feet above the ground. I traveled with awful velocity, for my errand was a race against time with death. The face of Dejah Thoris hung always before me. As I turned for a last look as I left the palace garden, I had seen her stagger and sink upon the ground beside the little incubator. That she had dropped into the last coma which would end in death if the air supply remained unreplenished, I well knew, and so, throwing caution to the winds, I flung overboard everything but the engine and compass, even to my ornaments, and lying on my belly along the deck with one hand on the steering wheel and the other pushing the speed lever to its last notch, I split the thin air of dying Mars with the speed of a meteor.